This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cam Jordan, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Perfect. What's up, guys?
What's up, Cam?
Cam! Oh, we got Cam in the house. Woo! We got a real all-pro, Cam. Boy, the bottom line is to win. Now listen. I know you never got shut out, not like J.J. Watt. I mean, you got to give Ryan Ramczyk a lot of credit what he was able to do against J.J. Watt. To me, that was unbelievable considering the status and the stature. And you might not talk negative about J.J. Watt, but all I know is that would never happen to Cam Jordan.
Look, at the end of the day, teams are going to have the game plans. And we clearly had one for J.J. I mean, when you're so focused on J.J., guys like Whitney Merciless make a play. You know, guys like Brendan Schuyler can come in and be effective. So it's really, you know, by not making an impact, he makes an impact.
Now, Cam, talk about the progression, because when it clicks. I know one day it's going to click for Davenport. I think he was very active. He ended up with a couple of tackles. Two combo tackles. But what about Trey Hendrickson? Boy, you know, you hell when you well, and it seems like he's healthy right now and very productive. Three tackles. I'm looking at two sacks. I'm looking at a couple of quarterback hurries, a couple of tackles for a loss. But it seems like it surely is clicking for him right now. And we need that kind of production opposite of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, he was coming in hot. That fourth quarter pressure is crucial. The way he got after that ball, I mean, that's what you want. Opposite the end of it, I mean, if I'm catching tips every other play, I'm highly expecting that the other defensive end is going to catch that single and be able to win. And Trey definitely did that.
Now, Cam, what is your take on because we were unbelievable against the run? The Texans were unbelievable against the run, but both defenses got gashed. As far as look, we gave up, I'm looking at 180 yards. They gave up 150. Is it David Onyemata that much different as Sheldon Rankins? Or, well, what is your take? I know in first down to start the game, you cannot give up a run plus 9. Then on first down, plus 11. But what is your take initially when you're trying to stop the run?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about exactly what we want to do on defense. We got to eliminate those explosive plays. First play of the game, a missed tackle, which should have been a 1-yard TFL. He goes in for 9 yards. There's a time where, you know, we didn't have outside contain, end up in a touchdown for 18 yards. There's another play where, we break contain and he goes for 20-something yards. It's about 4 or 5 plays that these are the plays that if you can turn them into negative TFLs like they're supposed to be, then this is, you know, not a 180 game, it's a 90 game. Off of 4 or 5 plays, you have 90 yards with the rushing, and you're going to be sick about that all week. This is something that we have to pay attention to, the minor details of it all. You have Deshaun Watson, you know, who's a hell of an athlete, make one of these athletic plays for, you know, 20-something yards down the field with his feet. We said early on, you know, one of our keys to victory was don't let Deshaun beat us with his feet.
Now, Cam, looking at going out to L.A. against the Rams, and a player like a Todd Gurley, who can be explosive. I was looking at Carolina shootout. The Rams came out on top 30-27. They went all the way to the East Coast against the Carolina Panthers. And I'm looking at, after being limited to 8 yards rushing on 5 carries in the first half, he kind of came out the gate in that second half, and he had 97 yards on 14 carries. So just talk about playing a guy like against a running back like a Todd Gurley, and then how you got to bring it for 4 quarters.
Yeah, I mean, you know exactly what Todd can do. When he's going, he's one of the best running backs in the league in terms of speed and power, in terms of his patience and elusiveness. These are something we have to be tuned early on. And especially after a weekend we just had Monday night, a game we just had Monday night, we've got to tighten down all our details to be sharp and on point.
And now, Cam, before I pass it to Mike Dettelier, how about them Bears? Go Bears. They put a whooping on the Huskies. Huh?
Man, almost sound like you got money on the game, Bear. I know better than that.
They had a 2.5-hour delay, but not so fast. Seems like the Cal Bears have always handled the Huskies, no matter what their rank.
No doubt. I mean, you got to love that win. I was just trying to stay up, figure out the game. I had to wake up in the morning.
Cam, you do so much in the community, you know, school-wise, charity work and everything else. I mean, tell everybody a little bit about that, because that's your spare time. But, man, you give up so much back to the community. A lot of times, you know, things get focused on the negative of an athlete. But, man, what you do, you know, in the community is so big, and a lot of times it doesn't get spotlighted. And I give you kudos for that, because that's your spare time, you doing it. A lot of people say, well, athletes should do it. Well, my thing is, if you expect the athletes to do it, why don't you do it? But, you know, they can't answer you that. But, man, I really applaud you for what you do in this community and for the charity work and everything that you've done here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not because I have to do it. It's because I want to do it.
Right.
At the end of the day, I grew up in an environment where my dad was a Vikings player, where he was always out of the community, and along with his job, along with being a family man. And when you go off into high school, you know, we have community outreach programs that allow us to interact with, you know, a pen pal, like little elementary school, which leads into, you know, going to college and, again, having the ability to become a peer advisor for new freshmen coming in. And it's all about just corralling the next generation, that next year beyond you, or imparting youth where you can, or wisdom where you can. So these visits that started up back in 2011 when I first got drafted here, that was not only beneficial towards me because I was trying to figure out the city that I was part of, and what better way to do that than by seeing more a lot of the city or a lot of partnering cities around you just by going to different elementaries and, oh, by the way, there's eatery here, there's whatever. But as you go on, you're talking to these kids, and, you know, 9 years down the road, you're doing these, you know, the little junior training camps with some of these kids. 8 years, 9 years down the road, you still see their growth. These kids still remember you from, like, hey, remember when I was in fourth grade and now I'm in high school or whatever it is. You have that personal touch to some of these kids. You have that ability to not only talk to them about schoolwork, but actually for them to listen to you and actually hear you. It's one thing to, hey, it's Cam Jordan, New Orleans Saints player. He just wants to come in and drop a dime about, you know, what it is to be a football player. But it's another thing to say, hey, this is a guy who's a part of the community. This is a guy who does community outreach events. This is a guy who not only has come from Arizona, but actually cares about the kids in New Orleans. And that's where the connection is.
Now, Cam, explain to the Hoodat Nation and the fans, and I think it goes hand in hand, that when you practice against a guy like Ryan Ramczyk, do you view sometimes that, now, I don't know, you very seldom maybe go full speed. It might be a couple of handful of plays when you're truly trying to, you know, be so intense where a game-like setting. But does Ryan Ramczyk make you better? And then you going against Ryan Ramczyk, I think that makes him better. That is, so what, J.J. Watt? I go against Cam Jordan every day in practice.
I mean, absolutely. You talk about all training camp. Me and Ryan go at each other's head. I mean, that's our personal battle. You know, and it's definitely pushing each other to the limit. I joked around last year. I was like, Ryan Ramczyk's probably the best, you know, one of the best right tackles that you're going to face. And that was, you know, it's not even gassing your own teammates, just all the work that you do. I mean, I'm not really going to see too many tackles be able to float the way he does and play with power the way he does. That's impressive in itself.
Cam, again, bringing back to so much you do for the community. Tell everybody a little bit about, you have a charity that you promote in this area.
Yeah, I mean, at this point I've created my own. It's God is Love. And it really just allows me to do whatever I want within this community, whether it be my 3 C's camp, kids camp that I put on for the last 2 years, or, you know, backpack giveaway me and Teron Armstead did earlier this year, which really just took over from Mark Ingram and Teron Armstead's foundation. foundational work. When you talk about just whatever I want to do, I guess it's not even an excuse, but it's an ability to continue doing what I want to do under an LLC. Before, I was just giving to whatever, and it just made the most sense to be like, hey, might as well keep it on paper or pen or whatever it is. But if you're giving for the wrong reasons, it doesn't really count.
That's right.
I give, it's not because it's, hey, we've raised this amount of funds. It's, hey, I'm giving because this is what I want to do. That's why I was sort of reluctant to even start an LLC, just because it's like, yo, now I have to, you know, worry about outside entities, making sure I'm allocating my money in the right place. At this point, it's all about where my heart is. My heart is doing community drives. My heart is, you know, being out in the city, talking to kids. My heart is, you know, if there's a football camp that I want to throw on, I throw it on. If there's a kid, you know, shoulder pads that I want to send kids shoulder pads to, it's that without that limitation, you know, it's allowing me to just be myself.
So, Cam, look, you're so established now here in Louisiana and in the New Orleans metropolitan area. Yeah, now I know, look, your dad played for the Vikings, and that's where you grew up, and then you played high school ball in Arizona. So is New Orleans like, when you look at it now, do you feel homegrown, that you Louisiana and Arizona's maybe your second home? That, look, I got the swamp and the desert all on my side, or what?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, all my fishing adventures have been here. I think I fished maybe once in Arizona. All my hunting adventures are definitely here. All three of my kids are born here. I met my wife here. At some point, you know, I definitely have my spot here, and I'm in love with our location. Everything about me says New Orleans is home. And, you know, other than the familial ties, which mom, dad, grandma, brother, sister, we're all on the same block. You can't beat that. So when I say I live in Arizona, but I live in New Orleans, you understand exactly what I mean.
Right. Yeah. That's why you can have two homes. Come on. We all global today when you consider, you know, society. Now Cam,
Bobby got two of them in Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly. I went to school in North Louisiana, which is like Texas, and I grew up in South Louisiana, which is totally Cajun. But, Cam, before we go to the break, just talk about the process to the Who Dat Nation about, like, this is a unique road trip. You're staying on the West Coast. You're going to Los Angeles playing against a high-quality team like the Rams. Then it's like Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars. Then you go up to Seattle, and you're staying on the West Coast. Do you think, I think the team is mature enough and the right leaders to be able to handle that kind of circumstance?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we have that mindset where we want to become better in each and every day. And I think playing our first game, there's a realization that we can be talented, but at the same time, every play you have to be able to focus on each and every detail. We don't have time. It's a 17-week season, 16-game season. We don't have time for anything to derail us from our movement. And our movement is to push forward towards the Super Bowl. And so if you're not on this train, then get off the train. Find another track.
Cam, thank you so much for calling, man. We really appreciate it, talking to the Who Dat Nation, and wish you the best of luck on the West Coast.
Hey, much appreciated.
All right, Cam, go Bears.
Go Bears, of course.
All right, thanks so much, Cam.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.